Hello, everybody, and welcome to 8th Rate Radio, one of Gamerscape's Final Fantasy XIV podcasts on Fusion X. And joining me, as always, Stake. What's going on?
Hi-yo!
So, yeah. Little cursor's like going through the outline. You're like, let's do this. I'm looking.
I'm ready, dog. I'm ready to
right
rock and roll.
Here. We totally forgot to mention this on PFA last week because we're awesome.
Okay. That's okay.
Easier payment methods have been implemented. You can now just pay with a credit card. It sounds very strange to say that. You can just pay with a credit card. You just go into your Square Enix management thing, you click credit card, you put in your information. There's no click and buy, there's no verify by Visa, you just put the number in and you're good to go.
That's the way that it always was and the way that it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, so it's nice. Very, very nice. Don't have to deal with click and buy anymore. That's the biggest win, I think, and in my book is no more click and buy, which is excellent.
That was a major problem that was kind of looming over the whole situation for a while.
That was a huge problem.
Ever since that whole verified thing, oh my gosh, what a pain that was. Yeah. And then, you know, we're looking at 14 going, okay, what's going on here?
I still remember breaking out my PS2 so I could change my billing information without using verified by Visa, because you could be grounded on the PS2.
I did that on the Xbox.
Oh, man, I just dug my PS2 out of the closet and just plugged it in, just whatever, cords everywhere. Just, there you go. Had to update some stuff, but whatever. Letter from the Producer 24 is now out. There's a new list of things that will be coming up for the 1.21 patch, which was originally planned for the middle of February, but was postponed by 2 weeks. Surprise! Not really. So they're aiming for the end of the month.
Okay.
So there you go. Hamlet content. Everyone was looking forward to that, right? Hope not too much, because it's not coming with 1.21 anymore. There's a lot of stuff involved with it, and as a result of that, they're going to have to push it back a little bit. I don't think they said until when. I don't know if it'll be like a 1.21A, B, C, you know, whatever, or if it's going to be 1.22. But I'm sure we'll be hearing about that at some point down the road here. A surprise in the notes here, player residences are going to be included in 1.21. And these are inns, not houses. They wanted to be clear on this. And in these rooms, you'll be able to view previous cutscenes that you've seen for like missions and stuff.
Very cool. Yeah. Always loved that about 11.
Yeah, people were asking
if you
for
wanted
that,
to. So
now we'll have it. We had a comment here on our outline here from Okikaze saying, cutscene replay in inns. I wonder if it'll show others in your current party as well in certain cutscenes if you rewatch.
Okikaze. We know who that is.
Yeah. That's an interesting point, because some of these cutscenes, if you are in a party with other people, it'll show them in the cutscene. So maybe if you're in a party while you're in the residence or in the inn, then maybe it'll be in the cutscene when you review it. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Would be.
You know, that's Yumi.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I didn't know if you knew that.
Dude, I know everything.
Yumi is Oki.
I know that. I know, like, 2 plus 4 is, like, 6.
Really?
Yeah. I know. I am a genius when it comes to just knowing things, man. I'll tell you. Also, something new they're adding, right? They are abolishing Guardian's Aspect. This one is new. I don't remember hearing this one before. They're just taking it and they're saying, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Guardian's Aspect.
No more. However, what they're doing in replacement of this is they're going to add an XP bonus for resting.
You know what? That was really, like, that was one of those things that really had, like, a lot of potential when the game was first released. You know, because we were always, like, kind of wondering, with the whole Guardians Aspect thing, depending on which Guardian you chose, what kind of bonus am I going to get?
Right.
You know, like, for being under that aspect.
We'll release details and stuff on that later. They're probably just like, you know what? That's just going to be a pain. Let's just.
Yeah.
Like, let's just not. Scrap. I wonder, you know, that would be a good question to ask now. Is your guardian still going to have any kind of influence over anything related to your character? You know, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
So now it sounds like if you rest at inns, you'll build up some type of XP bonus. And so when you're out, you know, it won't apply to XP rewarded for like quests and missions, but it'll apply for, you know, things like crafting and just regular grinding. So you'll get a nice XP boost from that. Don't know what the amount is or anything like that yet. So we'll see what happens with that. That's kind of interesting. I'm curious to see how that pans out. Two level 50 raids are coming with 1.21. We knew that there were going to be two raids. Now we know they're level 50, and we know their names. We have Cutter's Cry and the Aurum Veil. $10 says Cutter's Cry is somewhere in Lanosia.
Cutter's Cry,
that is such a pirate thing, man. Aurum Veil, that's just a cool name. I'm guessing Black Shroud.
Probably right on that.
That seems like it's going to be like this crazy hard, like, I don't know. I like that name, Aurum Veil. It's cool. Also, something that's coming up in this patch, something that people were asking for, player search via text command. Woo!
Yeah, yes.
Excellent. Lots of other stuff is included on this table. If you want to know more, you can find out on our website or on the post on the Lodestone. That's the letter from the producer, number 24. Make sure to check that out. Also, going on right now, we have the Valentine's Day event. This is going to be going
awesome
up until, I believe, it's the 14th. Let me double check if my link works. Going slow. Where's the date and time? February 15th. It's been going on for about a week now already. You can get some neck pieces in there. You get some chocolate. And if you're lucky, you can get a little Lodestone profile background. So we have a guide up on the wiki. So thanks to people that contributed to that. Make sure to check it out. We'll have the link for that. It is actually, if you go onto our 14 wiki, right on the top of the menu on the sidebar there, you'll see Valentine's Day. Just click on that sucker right there, and that'll take you to the guide and how to get everything. There's also achievements. So if you like achievements, there's three of them, and you get a Heartbreaker title, which is awesome.
Gotta love Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
So roses are red, violets are blue. All my base are belong to you.
I was like, I'm like, oh, is he going to do some kind of like 14 spin on this just out of the blue? What's he got? Oh, he's going that route. Not a bad route. It's all right. What else do we have here? Patch 1.20C. We don't think we've ever had a C, have we? I know we've had Bs. I don't know if we've had a C patch before. Anyway, what this did, fixed a bunch of miscellaneous stuff, and it made it so now market search will now distinguish between high quality and materia enhanced items. So if you're looking for a certain type of item, you know, body piece, weapon, or whatever, when you bring up the list, it'll say, okay, this is an HQ one, and this one has materia on it. So that's nice to see. Makes it a little more easier to window shop, so to speak, so you don't have to go into the market wards to see, okay, wow, this dude's pole arm is like 2 million more than all these other ones. What's going on here? I'd like to know that before I think about buying it. Maybe it's got some good stuff on it. So, I was just talking about materia. Accessories. It's kind of like materia, except not. Accessory reforms are coming up. We knew that this was going to be coming down the pipe here. They're removing slot cost, so don't have to worry about that anymore. As a result of that, they're kind of consolidating stuff. So for bracelets and earrings, you only get to equip one. But on your character, on your character.
Fusion.
I know, man. English.
Get it together here,
English.
Buddy.
Do you speak it? So if you put, you know, you can have one earring and one bracelet, right? And when you equip them, it'll see, it'll show it on like your, both of your ears or both wrists or whatever, right? So it'll show it in both places. So it's kind of like a set of earrings or a set of bracelets, right? And rings, you'll have one per hand now. So you'll have, you know, left ring, right ring. They're looking at new accessories to have stats such as increased enmity, control, and gathering. So that'll make all you, you know, non-battle classes happy there with some of that. There's going to be new recipes, too, for these. So that'll make a lot of people happy. I know back when they had the whole item revamp, and they're like, wow, all these new items, there's like, just like no new accessory recipes. It's just all it's just all dated now. Like, what's going on here? So we'll have new recipes, so don't worry. They're also going to be revamping high quality items and how that works. So they'll now display the HQ odds as a percentage up on the crafting screen. They're also going to change how touching up works. Traditionally, when you're working on a finished product, you'll get towards the end, and then you can touch it up a few times, and maybe you'll be able to HQ it in that process.
Right.
Now, you're only going to have one attempt to use touch-up. The odds of producing an HQ with touch-up are half of those from the initial attempt. If you fail, you lose the item.
Whoa.
But if you succeed, it's an HQ item. The way that they're picturing this, and this was another post, I forgot the link in here, but I read it, so it's okay, we're good. If you are, there's that quality, right, when you're crafting, you have the quality of the item. To HQ, you want to hit about 1,000 quality, right? And if you're using, like, normal quality items, you'll probably end up between, like, 300 and 800 in the quality range. But if you use high-quality materials, you'll start at 500, and, you know, you'll have a much better chance to get to HQ. You probably have, like, around roughly an 80% chance to HQ, I think is what Yoshida said. So that's not bad.
No, 80%
chance
bad.
HQ if you got the right mats, if you got the skills and stuff like that. They're also working on having those abilities that can activate while crafting. Those are going to activate more frequently now.
Oh, that's cool.
So that'll definitely help.
Do you have any crafts leveled at all?
I do. I actually have a lot of them leveled, but they're only like, you know, like 10-ish.
13.
Like they're. I mean, I've dabbled in a lot of them. I actually, yeah. You know, I sat down. I'm like, I have a lot of like tin ore or copper ore. I'm just gonna.
Yeah.
What can I turn this into? I don't care what class it is. I just want to, you know, use it up, get rid of it, and then I'm like, well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I turned it into this, and now that I have those, I can make this stuff. And now that I, you know, it just kind of went, kept going. So I think the only one I haven't touched is, like, woodworking. But okay. I've dabbled in a little bit of everything at this point.
Yeah, I've messed with a little bit of everything as far as crafting. It's yeah.
I want to do armor, I think, is what I would ultimately go for, since I'm going to have the heavier armor, and I would like to be able to attach materia myself and cry to myself when I'm the one that ruins it and completely botches a, you know, four materia synth or something, and all
yeah.
that not fun, depressing stuff. Let's see, where were we? With all these changes, they're gonna adjust the XP bonuses that you get if you get a high quality, if you craft a high quality item. They are also saying now that attributes on HQ items, stuff like physical attack and evasion, will now be increased on the HQs. Before they weren't. So,
okay,
buffing up the HQ items, which is nice. This is kind of weird. Square Enix is participating in Gamer Safety Week, which is interesting because this was only posted on the Lodestone. It wasn't posted on Play Online. It wasn't posted on Wakfu or anything. So Square Enix is participating in it, but just with Final Fantasy XIV. Okay. Basically it's just, you know, raising awareness of, you know, like, you know, people fishing for accounts, you know, bots. I'll just basically, don't be dumb. Don't tell anyone your password. That kind of.
Don't be dumb.
Make sure your account's secure. Don't share it with people. That basic stuff. Don't get your stuff stolen, etc. If it does, contact the support center.
Phishing is not a new concept, people. You should know.
People have been fishing for a long time. I mean, without fishing, we wouldn't have seafood. So.
You're so corny, dude.
You know what? It's that corn that keeps people coming back, all right?
Yeah.
It's that corn. It's nasty. It's like I got something on my foot that's just like, it's so nasty, but I can't not look at it. That's it from all the stuff up in the Lodestone. Dev Tracker this week, Yoshida commented on his thoughts on voice chat. This is something that has been kind of on and off within the community, people talking about the idea of having, some type of voiceover client built into the game for voice chat.
What they say?
It's not happening. It's basically what comes up. And
you know what? It makes sense because Final Fantasy is not a game that really, it's not conducive to that type of system. You're in a fantasy realm, and people are you're playing more of a role in that type of game. Now, Eve, for example, has an in-game chat system, but that works because you're playing a role, but it's more conducive. The type of gameplay is more conducive to a chat system.
Mm-hmm.
It makes more sense.
Well, he actually listed some pros and cons that he has with having a voice chat system in the game. The pros are it provides faster communication and it's convenient. That's two. He's got five or six cons. he says if
what?
if they had voice chat built into the game, it would become mandatory. There would be, and because of that, there would be a gap between those that have a mic and those that don't have a mic. There's a fear that female gamers would be harassed. Bandwidth costs. And they'd have to look into sound management tools so they could add voice masks or voice filters, whatever you want to call those things that make you sound like this.
That was pretty good, dude.
Yeah, so no voice chat. So there you go. Chatroom says, I hope the PS3 version has voice chat. It's not going to. If they're not doing it for PC, they definitely won't be able to manage it for PS3. PS3 doesn't even have cross-game chat, so... you can use a keyboard. I think that's pretty much.
You can use the keyboard. It's true.
That's what you're gonna be stuck with on PS3. Grab a netbook or something with Skype. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, if you have a PS3 and that's all you have,
get a Vita. Get a Vita.
I don't know. Maybe Skype will run on Vita. Runs on.
I think it does. I think it will.
Runs on PSP.
But,
honestly, though, who would have a PS3 and internet and not have a computer able to run Skype? I mean, I guess it could be in the other room or something, but you'll make do. I'm sure you'll live. It sucks, but it's kind of the reality of it, so sorry, guys.
What can you do?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
You can do nothing.
There was a response by Yoshida in the forums, in a response to updating old content. I know this is one of the things that I've kind of been thinking about doing stuff the Darkhold raid. It's some of this gear looks cool and it's decent, but it's really not great anymore. It got kind of surpassed pretty quickly, in terms of, how good it is compared to some other gear. Yoshida says, and this is a little long here, but I think it's good to read all of it, so bear with me, please. Y'all like listening to my voice anyway. He says, there's a reason we're working on implementing new content before making adjustments to existing content. After the launch of the game, there wasn't really any high-level battle content like instance raids and primal battles, so first we needed to quickly add in additional battle content. Of course, some of you might be thinking, you're only giving us new content, but you're not doing anything to adjust the previously implemented content. However, We have chosen not to actively push PR activities or actively seek out new players because we think that the best thing to do would be to cater to our current players by implementing lots of quote-unquote consumable content that matches the players' levels. He says you'll start to notice more PR-related activity with the release of patch 1.21. Of course, we won't simply ignore implemented content as it is, and in the coming patches, we plan on preparing some motivation to go back and tackle previous content again. Also for 2.0, as I said in a separate thread, we plan to introduce an easy mode, an extra hard mode for primal battles and instance raids. And the rewards will vary depending on that difficulty setting. Up until 2.0, we'll continue our main focus on increasing the amount of content first and foremost, and then with 2.0, we'll expand on the previously implemented content as well as adding more. This is how we plan to go about things, and if you have any further ideas, please let us know. So they'll,
and you should.
So they'll get around to it at some point.
I'll do it eventually.
I don't know. It feels like they just, like, anytime somebody has a question about adding something into the game, they're like, yeah, something 2.0 before or after 2.0. Like, that's kind of like their answer for everything. Oh, no, it'll be coming with 2.0, or it'll be after 2.0. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I'm trying, like, don't get me wrong, like, I have full faith in this team right now that's working on this game, but at the same time, I don't want to get my hopes up that, like, 2.0 is going to be, like, this miracle thing that's just the best thing ever, you know? Like, I don't want to hype myself up too much, because don't get me wrong, I want it to be awesome, but at the same time, you know, I don't know. It's a weird...
There's a lot of stuff that's slated to be there.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm not saying that they can't pull it off, but that is a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of stuff.
So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. There's another thread here talking about item storage. They say that it will be possible in the future to store and retrieve items using data flags, and there will be a steady influx of unique and untradeable items from patch 1.21 onwards. Obviously, we're going to be getting all the job-specific armor, which I know I'm looking forward to. That Dragoon armor's coming on, and it ain't ever coming off.
Wow.
Unless there's more Dragoon armor that comes out. And, you know, there's going to be weapons down the road for jobs and stuff, too. So probably, you know, an NPC you can talk to the store and take it out and stuff like that. So that'll be nice. Help alleviate some of that congestion in your inventories. That'll take
Excellent.
Us to bragging rights that I will open up because I'm a noob.
Noob.
I can't help it. Sometimes I'm just a noob. Alrighty. Where did I just... Tabs will be the death of me. Alright. Yeah, we have a few here. Okay, first comes from Betty White of Robin Austin.
Nice!
Finally beat Ifrit and got a conjurer weapon in the process. Post-Hellfire sucks. Also got my leather worker too. 43, what a nightmare. I think it could go without saying. I got my Gabu mount, but it has now been said. I had to wildly adjust my default camera settings just to use it, and I still run into everything. Yeah, that's my biggest problem with the Gabu mount. It's big, and you can't see in front of you. I have run in and gotten stuck on so many like little fences and rocks, and what I want to be able to do is just change like the Gabu mount music with the Chocobo music, and I would be happy. If I could just swap those.
What is the Gabu mount music?
It's nice.
Is it?
Yeah. Not to say that the Chocobo theme isn't nice, but it's been heard before, you know, like,
yeah,
nothing new. So, but whatever. Chocobo Barding is coming in 1.21. Get some armor for your birds. I'm excited for that.
Sweet.
Sneak attack, leather worker to level 40, and completed the Valentione seasonal quest, got all the pendants, and even managed to get the highest love points in a game day with an LS mate of mine. for the Lodestone history, and that's the thing that gets you that little cute heart background in your profile picture, too. So, details are in the guide. Earthdigger fought his first Ifrit and didn't get a win because Ifrit sucks and the serpent leg is terrible. He didn't say that. I did, because it's true. Continued my quest to get every last exploration achievement. One notable place reached this week being Last Hold, considered by some to be the most difficult. I tried doing that once to go around and I'm just going to go grab some Aetherite points. Let's do it. I got to this one point and there's like a bunch of drakes just chilling there. I'm like, you know what? No, I'm done. This ain't going to happen at all. They're like level like 60 or level 70, some outrageous like that. I'm like, who's able to get by these? And last but not least, Annie Loam re-rolled on Besaid for some friends in roleplay. And I will be whining to those friends for the rest of my life about it, since they left their other character behind. Oh, I celebrated my 8th Valentine's Day with my boyfriend, who I met in Final Fantasy XI.
Awesome.
I have weird brags. 8 years, man. That's cool. That's very cool. And those are your bragging rights. If you want to submit your own bragging rights and hear your stuff right on the show, go ahead and post them up in our forums. You can also get the link to that on our outline. For more information on our outline, you can just go to the website, ffxsidegamerscape.com. Check out the little sidebar we got there. There's a button that says Aetherite Radio Outline. You can click on it.
Heck yeah.
And you're good to go. All the information you need right there. That's something else, too, I posted up this week, is kind of official launch of the outlines. And we've talked about this before, so it's really nothing new. But if anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, head over to the site. Basically, we are making the outline for the episode available ahead of time and allowing people to comment on it. So if there's something you think we should talk about that is or isn't in, you know, part of like the Lodestone news that we go over, or, you know, maybe there's a certain part of one of these Lodestone posts that you want to, you know, hear us elaborate on more or something like that, you can make a comment and we'll add it into
the show. You can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a true story.
It's true. Or maybe, like, there's some news that we don't know about.
Yeah. It's always possible.
Something interesting.
Even with my 5 different clones, you know, I can't be everywhere at once, so...
Well,
okay, I lied. I only have 4. They're expected. All right. I'll take us in an email, Steak. You want to hook us up?
Sure. All right. First email comes from Trist Wildkey. It says, greetings. I listen to Aetherite Radio and Pet Food Alpha occasionally while at work. Pet Food Alpha because I still play 11, and Aetherite Radio because I'm still feeling...
Ambivalent
about whether or not I want to go back to 14. So, my husband and I have been debating on whether or not to go back to 14. We played it briefly when it first came out, but then my new computer died.
Uh-oh.
New computer died. Oh,
that is very sad.
I will need to purchase a new motherboard in order to play the game, which adds to my hesitation. I can play 11 on my laptop, which makes it nice for weekends when hubby and I just want to stay in bed and game all day. I love those days. I've been listening to your show, but not regularly. I know that there are things going on right now that won't be available once 2.0 is released. However, I'm not clear on exactly what content will no longer be available. Right now, this could be the deciding factor in whether or not we should play. Is it possible for you guys to give a quick rundown on the content or items that will only be available now and will no longer be available once 2.0 comes out, especially the Ifrit and Moogle battles? I'm not sure if those are temporary or not. I would greatly appreciate it, as it's rather difficult to wade through posts and wiki content to determine what's short-term without being overwhelmed and giving up.
Well, they haven't come out and given us a little, they're not, you know, there's a few things that we know that will stick around. But they're, you know, it's not like there's this list like, okay, these quests after 2.0 gone, you know, unfortunately. We know that right now, there's the Seventh Umbral Era storyline. That's only going to happen before 2.0. Once 2.0 hits, you're never going to see that content again. There's the Gabu mount. If you want that, you got to get in before 2.0 hits. And then in regards to the primal fights, it was hinted that, or it was in one of the interviews back in October, I believe. They said that the primal fights will stay, but the reasons, you know, why you're fighting them, that might change. So they'll still be around, and you'll probably still be able to get the weapons and everything. So I wouldn't worry about those. Content like that, I can't see them just, you know, removing, you know, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, it seems like they put a lot of work into that stuff,
to
just have it go away. Like, it's the Moogle fight has like a voiced soundtrack, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's pretty nice.
It's like the best. It's one of my favorite tracks from 14.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, man.
It's
you know what? I think I might activate my account and get
get your giant gray butt crack mount.
My giant gray butt crack mount, yeah. Because if I start playing regularly, I'm one of those people that'll be like, damn it, I wish I had gotten that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. All right, and this one was actually a comment, but I threw it in under emails, since that's the part where we just, like, read stuff. So, well, this one comes from Picoman. After server merges, will everyone still stay in Ulda? I'd like to see all three cities in use again, like in the first few months after launch. Incentives, such as XP bonuses given by crafting guilds, lower taxes in the quieter market wards, higher XP bonuses for doing guild leaves in less popular camps, and maybe even daily quests given by grand companies. Having 2,000 players on a server would be nice, but not if everyone stays in one area within Ulda. I think, you know, people tend to, even in 11 this happened, they tend to kind of gather in one area. In 11 it was Juno and then Ottergon, and now everyone's just still pretty much Juno, I think, now in 11. But with 14, you know, keep in mind too, in the cities are made up of different servers. So, you know, if people are in one section of the city, they're on a whole different, you know, cluster or whatever than people on the other side of the city. So it's not going to be,
right,
you know, regards to market wards with 2.0, they're going to be merging those, so there won't be, you know, Gridania, Ulda, and Limsa. It'll just be the market wards. That's it, which will be nice. Let's see, XP bonuses by crafting guilds, that would be nice, but you can, and you already have those now. You can go and get, you know, like Forge access and stuff like that. But maybe you could get a more potent one from the guild. I don't know. Some good ideas, I guess. But I think ultimately, people are going to end up just, you know, pooling into one area. And he asks, which city would have been the hub if 11 didn't have Juno? That's a good question. I don't know. Because you got to think.
Like, I mean, if there wasn't, like, Ottergon.
Right. At base, just, like, launch 11 without Juno.
I would say Bastok.
Yeah?
Yeah, and the reason I say that is because Windurst is, like, too far away from everything else. And I don't know, people seem to like Bastok. It seemed like Bastok was one of the more populated cities.
Hmm.
I don't know. That's what I would guess.
Well, maybe Bastok, because it's a little closer to the dunes.
The layout of Bastok is more agreeable to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And we have Cid.
And there's Cid, yeah.
I can't say that in 14, because Cid appears everywhere, even though Cid is totally in Alda, regardless of what other people see in their cutscenes, but...
Also, like, Bastok was really close to the dunes.
Yeah.
So, like...
Yeah. Because really, who XP is in Buburimu, really?
Right.
Who's that guy? He's like, let's...
Who's the one? Who's that dude?
Let's go party on Domo's in Buburimu. What?
Why? Domo spit!
Why are you all walking away? Why did you kick me from the party? How did you kick me from the party? I was the leader. So yeah, there you go. And, that's it.
That's it, really?
That's all she wrote.
Okay.
May I have anything else you want to add, Stig? Don't hurt yourself. I don't want you to think too hard and rupture a blood vessel or anything.
I think I might reactivate my account maybe this week and get my stuff. I'm looking forward to that.
Make sure you pick up your Valentione stuff.
Yeah.
Get your little neck choker things.
Tell Yumi what's up. See what's going on in the game.
Word. All right, that'll do it then. Let's see. Which order did I do this in before? Email. I don't know. Whatever. You can email us, 8thRateRadio@gamerscape.com. Questions, comments, all that stuff. You can find our website. It's a mess. Radio.gamerscape.com and ffxiv.gamerscape.com. We're on Twitter, 8thRate_radio. Make sure to check out our outlines. Links right there on the side of the XIV site. Comments, all that good stuff. Links for bragging rights are in there and everything. It's all right there. So check it out. Get involved with the show.
Absolutely.
And yeah, we'll see you back here in 2 weeks.
Thanks for joining us.